Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Tommy Clefetis, drummer for Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Rudy Sarzo, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, my name is Graham Oliver, the founder member of Saxon, still rocking after all these years, and you're listening to Talking Metal. It's going to rock the hairs off your legs. Be there or be square.
This is Grace Maiden Metal, rhythm guitar from Judas Priestess.
And this is Militia, lead vocals in Judas Priestess. And you're listening to Talking Metal.
Perfect.
This is Damon Fox from Big Elf, and you're listening to Talking Metal. You're one step closer to doom.
Hello, this is Tony Iommi, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Everybody, what the hell's going on? This is Zach Wild from Black Label Society and the Ozzy Osbourne Band, and we're all doing a hang, throwing back some cold ones, and we're talking metal. Take it easy.
This is Blasco from Ozzy Osbourne. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Get ready for a ride through space and time as we turn the pages of the diary. My name is Mark Striegel, and this is the History of Oz. Oz Date, 1986.
The price of gasoline is 89 cents. Mike Tyson is the youngest heavyweight champion in the world. Smoking is banned on airplanes in the U.S. The Swedish prime minister is murdered. A Soviet nuclear reactor has exploded at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Argentina has won the World Cup. A Washington, D.C. scandal called Iran-Contra has exposed arms sold to Iran. 7 million Americans join hands in Hands Across America. The top movie is Top Gun, and Ozzy Osbourne is 37 years old. He releases his fourth solo album since leaving Black Sabbath. The record is his second and final album with guitarist Jakey Lee. This song is off 1986's The Ultimate Sin, and it's called Fool Like You.
In the 80s, you could cure athlete's foot by pouring cocaine on your toes.
We'll be right back.
What you just heard was a song called Fool Like You, a song that Ozzy has never performed live. It was one of 9 songs on his album The Ultimate Sin that was released in February of 1986. The album featured bassist Phil Suzanne, drummer Randy Castillo, and guitarist Jake E. Lee. Jake had once played with a band called Mickey Rat. In 1981, the band shortened their name to simply Rat. Jake left that band that same year, but by 1984, Rat were huge. In 1986, Rat released their 3rd full-length album called Dancing Undercover. This is a track off of that album. That was a song called Body Talk from Rat in 1986. A song that Rat singer Stephen Piercy claims Eddie Murphy personally handpicked for the soundtrack of his 1986 movie The Golden Child. By 1986, hard rock and heavy metal music was about 16 or 17 years old, and was already being placed into subcategories by its fans: glam metal, thrash metal, speed metal, commercial metal, neoclassical metal, and crossover metal were all terms I used with my friends when talking about our favorite bands. It is interesting to note that in 1986, the term hair metal did not exist. Rockers permed, dyed, teased, or just let it grow long, but no one was calling it hair metal. For the most part, the thrash metal bands avoided the dye jobs and the Aquanet Superhold hairspray. Many of the thrashers preferred denim over the spandex that guys in bands like Iron Maiden and Saxon were wearing. The big four thrash bands were considered Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. In some ways, 1986 was the year that thrash metal started to break on through. I wouldn't say it went mainstream, but it definitely was no longer an underground thing. This is in part due to three groundbreaking albums being released: Slayer's Rain and Blood, Megadeth's Peace Sells But Who's Buying, and Metallica's Master of Puppets. Even though Ozzy seemed to be embracing more of the sounds and fashions of the commercial metal bands, he, or the people around him, chose Metallica as his opening act for his 1986 Ultimate Sin tour. We'll be right back. That was Master of Puppets by Metallica in 1986. As we mentioned earlier, three groundbreaking metal records came out that year. Slayer's Reign in Blood, Megadeth's Peace Sells But Who's Buying, and Metallica's Master of Puppets. In 2012 and 2013, Ozzy spent time working with producer Rick Rubin on a new Black Sabbath album. But in 1986, Rick helped Slayer expand the boundaries of metal by producing their Reign in Blood album, an album that would be very influential on heavy metal in general, and especially on the death metal genre of years to come. This is Slayer from 1986 with Jesus Saves. That was Slayer, and you are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. I am Mark Striegel. I saw Ozzy live for the very first time at the Chicago Pavilion on April 5th, 1986. I was 16 years old. I remember some of the hardcore Metallica fans calling Ozzy a poser and leaving before he started to play. I also remember what appeared to be a very high or drunk Jakey Lee on stage. Jake missed cues coming into songs and spent some of the show leaning against his amps and even sitting on the floor. Ozzy Osbourne was not pleased. The band made it through most of their set, but finally Ozzy pulled the plug. After 10 minutes, Ozzy returned to the stage by himself and told the crowd that Jakey Lee had hurt his back and would not be able to finish the show. After the show, Lars from Metallica mocked Jakey Lee on a live metal radio show called RPM, which was hosted by Scott Loftus. Lars told the listeners that it was definitely not Jake's back that was the issue. 4 days earlier, Jake was in much better form. Here he is performing Crazy Train with Ozzy on April 1st, 1986 at Kemper Arena in Kansas City.
Come on, go crazy!
Jakey Lee Live with Ozzy in 1986. By the end of 1986, rumors of problems with Jake were starting to swirl. And in 1987, he was out of Ozzy's band. Jake would return with the band Badlands a couple of years later, before disappearing from the mainstream public eye for good. Let's hope Jake makes a comeback sometime soon. Speaking of Ozzy's former band members, Rudy Sarzo and Tommy Aldridge, who toured with Ozzy and Randy Rhoads in the early 1980s, teamed up with a neoclassical shredder named Tony McAlpine and vocalist Rob Rock, and they released some music in 1986. Let's check some of it out right now. This is a song called Writings on the Wall. The Mars song, Writings on the Wall. M, period, A, period, R, period, S, period. This is a special edition of the Talking Metal podcast. In today's episode, we are covering all things Ozzy Osbourne and all things related to Ozzy Osbourne in the year of 1986. All the music you are hearing is from that year. Dana Strum is the friend of Randy Rhoads, who told him to try out for Ozzy's band back in 1979. In 1986, Dana released some music with former members of Kiss and Journey. This is Boys Are Gonna Rock by the Vinnie Vincent Invasion, with Dana on bass. We'll be right back. That was The Boys Are Gonna Rock from 1986 off the first Vinnie Vincent Invasion album, which was produced by Vinnie Vincent and Dana Strum. Vinnie Vincent is best known for his work on numerous Kiss albums, most notably Lick It Up. Ozzy's former Black Sabbath bandmate Tony Iommi recorded what was originally intended to be a solo album, but ended up being released as a Black Sabbath album in 1986. This album featured Glenn Hughes, the ex-Deep Purple bassist and vocalist. He did the singing on the album, but he did not play bass. A guy named Dave Spitz, who was the brother of Dan Spitz from Anthrax, did the bass playing. This is No Stranger to Love. That was Ozzy Osbourne's former band in 1986 with No Stranger to Love off the 7th Star album. Glenn Hughes did not last long in Black Sabbath. A guy named Ray Gillen, less than a week into the 1986 tour, replaced him. Here's Ray singing the Sabbath classic War Pigs, recorded live in 1986.
Something else! A song called that black masses remind you of black destruction, sorcerers of death construction. The fields of art is burning as the war machines keep turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Will stop turning. This is where the body's burning. No more pigs out the power. God has struck the hour. The day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Is for their sins. Sing to life, he spreads his wings.
Oh,
A Little War Pigs by Black Sabbath, featuring Ray Gillen on vocals, recorded live. ...1986 is the year that Tony Iommi bought the rights to the Black Sabbath name off of Bill Ward, Geezer Butler, and Ozzy Osbourne, making him sole owner of the name Black Sabbath. It is also the year former Ozzy Osbourne bassist Bob Daisley ended up playing in Black Sabbath for a total of 5 weeks. The 1971 album, Paranoid, by Black Sabbath, was certified triple platinum in 1986. Pete Way is known mostly as a member of UFO, but in the early 1980s, he did a brief stint in Fastway and also as a member of Ozzy's band. In 1986, he released his third full-length album with the band, Wasted. It was called Save Your Prayers, and it introduced the world to a young, new singer named Danny Vaughn. Danny would go on to become the singer of Ty Kettle a number of years later. This is Walls Fall Down, featuring Pete Way and Danny Vaughn, from 1986, by Wasted. We'll be right back. October of 1986, John Bon Jovi was at number one on the Billboard charts with Slippery When Wet. John's cousin, Tony Bon Jovi, had worked with Ozzy on his 1983 release, Bark at the Moon, as an engineer mixer. Here's Tony Bon Jovi's cousin, John, along with Richie Sambora and the Bon Jovi guys from 1986. This is Let It Rock by Bon Jovi.
We'll be right back.
Bon Jovi from 1986, the same year that Ozzy Osbourne played the part of a televangelist in a movie called Trick or Treat. The movie also featured Gene Simmons and the kid who played Skippy on Family Ties, which was one of the most watched TV shows that year. Fastway did the music for the film's soundtrack. Here they are with the song Trick or Treat. A little Fastway from 1986 with Trick or Treat. Besides appearing in the movie Trick or Treat in 1986, Ozzy, of course, was playing lots of shows. He shared the stage with Def Leppard, Scorpions, Bad News, Warlock, and Motorhead at the 1986 Monsters of Rock concert in England. This is Orgasmatron by Motorhead.
The outstretched
That was Motorhead from 1986. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the History of Oz on the Talking Metal podcast. Visit TalkingMetal.com and check me out on Twitter as, one word, Talking Metal. I will be back in less than a week with John Astronomy on the next episode of Talking Metal, so please stay subscribed. Consider leaving Talking Metal a review on iTunes in the podcast section. And use those PayPal buttons on TalkingMetal.com to support what we do here. This is the title track off of Ozzy's 1986 album, The Ultimate Sin. Take care, guys. See you next time.